Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1989, How to Win the Battle Against Your Chair by Jody Arnott with DrJennyBrockus.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily and wishing you a very happy New Year's Eve. Remember, this is the podcast where I read to you from some of the best blogs covering health, fitness, nutrition, and a lot more, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. All right, let's keep this intro nice and short because I'm sure you're getting ready to celebrate the new year, so let's get right to it as we optimize your life. How to Win the Battle Against Your Chair by Jody Arnott with DrJennyBrockus.com. 2 years ago, for the first time in my working life, my job involved me sitting for most of the day. For the first 13 years as a personal trainer and group fitness instructor, my day was spent walking, standing, lifting, bending, jogging, exercising, setting up equipment, and holding boxing pads. My pedometer would regularly show over 20,000 steps per day, twice the recommended amount for good health. Needless to say, I slept well at night. As the business has expanded and our team has grown, my role has morphed into desk-based customer service, administration, marketing, and team management, involving a lot of emails, phone calls, and writing. I now spend around 8 hours per day at my computer. Turns out it's no coincidence that 2 years ago, I began having terrible issues with my hip and back. Sitting is the new contact sport. It can leave us injured and uncomfortable. Most of our clients who have a sitting role complain of general back and neck aches and pains. Even with a perfect workstation set up and attention to good posture, you can still suffer from sitter's back. When we're sitting, the pressure on our discs increases by 40 to 175% compared with standing. Commonly, our shoulders are rounded, which leads to shortened, tight chest muscles and weakened, lengthened upper back muscles. Our hip flexors and hamstrings are in a shortened position, even when we're sitting correctly. 8 hours of these compromises, and there's going to be an effect on our bodies away from our desk. I recently took a 4-week leave overseas and spent no time at all at a computer. Even the time I spent sitting was very limited. We walked all day while sightseeing and sitting only to eat and for very brief rests. Not surprisingly, my back and hip pain disappeared. I felt fantastic. After a week back at my desk, my old nemesis returned. Even though I do work out 5 times a week, these exercise sessions cannot compensate for all the inactivity that comes with daily desk sitting. I've committed to changing the way I work so I can avoid back pain and add activity into my daily routine. Here are my tips for making a sitting job healthier. 1. Regular breaks. Commit to getting up for movement breaks every hour. Never spend longer than 1 hour sitting. Use an alarm on your phone if you have to. 2. Workstation health check. Is your setup sending you to the physical therapist? Get some professional advice to change your chair, your screen, and keyboard to optimum levels, preferably someone familiar with an area of wellness known as ergonomics. 3. Lunch times. Use your lunch break to move. While you're actually eating, it's best to sit down. However, you don't eat for your entire lunch break, so use the remainder of the time to walk. This doesn't have to mean a power walk in workout clothes, just zipping down to the post office, down to the park to eat your lunch, or around the block will be great for your body and your mental energy too. 4. Workout breaks. If you can, try doing your exercise in the middle of the day to break up the sitting. I love jogging mid-afternoon when the energy slump would normally hit. I have friends who get to the gym or jog around the track at lunch and arrive back at the office ready to get back to work. 5. Motivation tools. One of the best ways to become more conscious of your activity levels is to measure your daily steps. For most people, the cold hard fact of how few steps they take each day is a rude awakening. Once you're conscious of your average steps, it's easy to set a goal and motivate yourself to move more. 6. Active meetings. How often do you meet with a colleague or client just sitting and talking? Could this be done walking around in the fresh air? Productivity and morale could be higher if everyone was to enjoy some outdoor meetings each week. 7. Stretch breaks. At least once per day, ideally more, get up and stretch. You don't need to do an entire yoga session. Just a few 30-second stretches spread throughout the day will make a big difference as to how your body feels. 8. Commuting. How do you get to work? Sitting in a car or on a train? Cut down your daily sitting quota by walking to work or part of the way or by riding a bike. Even if you do this once or twice per week, your sitting hours over the whole year are dramatically reduced. And 9. Find standing and moving tasks. Go through all your regular tasks and work out which ones you can do out of your chair. I stand up anytime I'm not typing or using my mouse. For example, standing, I can take phone calls, open mail, and when I'm reading either mail, literature, or large amounts of text on screen. Walking, I can take phone calls, attend meetings, and strategize, plan, and jot down ideas, like make quick notes on your phone app or use a dictation app. And an exercise bike. I can research, answer quick emails, and read. I save all of my research for the iPad. I read fitness blogs and articles, and save useful ones for our newsletter while pedaling and sweating away. I don't recommend being distracted with tasks during all your exercise sessions. However, it's a much healthier way to work once or twice per week. For me, it's movement as medicine. You just listened to the post titled, How to Win the Battle Against Your Chair by Jody Arnott with drjennybrockes.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. If you can stand instead of sit while doing some of your daily chores, that's definitely an improvement. But if you're able to add in some movement while you're standing, that's even better. I'll give you an example. Say you're attending a Zoom meeting and you're allowed to leave your camera off. Something you could do is, while standing, perform some bodyweight squats or march in place or perform some bottom kicks. That's where the heels of your foot make contact with your bottom. Or you could perform some arm, shoulder, and chest stretches. Any of these options are great. The key is to work those muscles somehow. Again, standing is good, but moving those muscles is even better. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here every day. I hope you have a great rest of your day and evening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow in the new year where your optimal life awaits.